Yes, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, here he is, Phil Hendry.
And if you wonder where the El Pacifico is, it's, in other words, it's the, it's Los Angeles.
It's not, no, it's not.
It's in the L.A. area.
It's north of L.A. Where we are is essentially Ventura County. And,
Now you told them where you are.
Everybody knows, man, that we're essentially in the Ventura County area. By the way, we had a picture on the website 2 days ago.
That's really you from...
No, it's a different guy who's pretending to be me. Of course it's me.
All right, Phil, I don't know. It didn't look like you.
Yeah, look, your face is all contorted.
Yeah, I don't know. I was doing something. But it was the photograph we used was for, what, yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, it's you on mic at KVEN.
Yeah, it's me on mic at KVEN Radio in Ventura, which is where I really kind of started the show that I do now. In other words, it's where I became free, man. You know,
We know, Phil.
Yeah, I freed myself up and became the weird ass that I am today.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to admit to it, Mr. Hendry.
Anyway, today on the Phil Hendry Show, what do we got, General?
Well, we got this guy, Dave Gagbout.
Oh, for Christ.
Well, Margaret, Dave Gagbout's back, and apparently things have not been going too well.
Apparently, Dave Gagbout's, the sale of the Gagbout Spa is not... going too boogie-woogie.
Yeah, the Dave Gagman Spa, when he was going, you remember that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I do.
And he's going, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dave Gagman Spa, and it sounded like he was cutting one, or...
No, he wanted it to sound like he's relaxing.
No, I know. So that didn't work, huh?
No, it did not work. I don't think he sold a spa. He's blaming Steve Bozell now.
This is when Steve Bozell was on the show... a few months before Gagmont, describing a new segment he wanted to do.
Yeah, Steve wanted to come on and do the Steve Bozell Relaxes, bud.
Yeah, he wanted to do Steve Rozell.
Bozell, moron.
Okay, God.
How many times have you heard the guy's name?
Steve Bozell. I'm thinking of the guy that used to be the commissioner of the NFL.
That's Rozell. That's not Bozell.
Okay. Steve Bozell. What he wanted to do, Steve Bozell Relaxes. Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound like that. It's more like what Gagbout did.
So, in other words, he wants to exhale like what I hate when people sound like they're being orgasmic in the hot tub.
Exactly, exactly. You know, exactly. Okay, great.
All right, so we got who's first?
Well, I think we'll probably have on Gagbout. He is at the, by the way, he's up at the Little Shrimp in the Bay Area where Dean Wheeler's wife, Amarella.
Amarella's holding forth, yeah.
I thought they were all done with that.
I don't know, Phil. Why don't you ask them?
Okay, Dean Wheeler and Dave Gagbout. Hi, Dean.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, Dave is here. Dave just is, he's gone off to the men's room. He'll be back right now. But we have Amarella on stage here tonight.
Now, I got to tell you, Dean, I want to talk to my guest. I don't know, should he move away from the bandstand or something?
Yeah, we'll move away. We don't, you know... if it's that important to you. I thought maybe you'd like to hear that Emeralda's singing again.
I understand that Emeralda was all done with that.
You said that Emeralda was done with singing.
Who's that, please?
You know full well who it is.
All right, good.
I thought you said she was done.
She wants to keep going. She's singing right now, okay?
Hey, I don't care, Dean. I'd like to talk to Dave.
Yeah, okay, mein Führer. Here he comes. Yeah, it's that asshole.
Hey, let me talk to Dean.
Hey, Mr. Henry, it's Dave Gagbout.
Yeah, let me talk to Dean.
Well,
let me talk to him. I'll talk to you in a second.
What's you? Yeah?
I just heard you call me an asshole.
I'm sorry. It's been very difficult, Mr. Henry, having to deal with Emeralda's vacillating emotions. And
vacillating?
I said vacillating, dick brain.
Let me...
Here. God, what's up your... what bug got up your ass? You just threw the phone at me, Mr. Henry. Can I ask you a question? Do you mind taking your conversation outside, okay? Yeah, okay. My wife's up there singing, okay? I'm going to go out of here, Mr. Harry. Emeralda is singing right now.
Okay, we have Dave Gagbout on the line with us right now. And when he said vacillating, bud, that means going up and down.
Okay, it does sound like Vaseline.
Yeah, I don't blame the young man. Dean used the word vacillating. And he used the word vacillating, and you automatically kind of reach back. Well,
you automatically reach back, huh?
Don't worry about it, General.
Okay, Dave Gagbout with us.
What is that supposed to mean, anyway?
What's that?
When you question me saying I'm reaching back.
Wait a minute, gentlemen.
Well, no, I want to know.
Because you said when you hear Vaseline, you reach back.
You kind of did. Dave, you did. But let's get off this asinine topic before people get really angry.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
The kid asked what Vaseline meant.
No, he didn't. He wanted to know what vacillating meant.
What?
Vacillating.
The word vacillating was used by Dean.
I can't take it. I'm overhearing this. Would you monkeys shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to get...
What the hell was that?
Call him back. Yeah, but I mean, call him back. Yeah, Mr. Wheeler? Man, Mr. Henry's pissed off at you. He's pissed off at you. At you. I got a 20 on me. Give me the... Hey.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. He ever talks to me like that. I'm sorry.
God,
you talk much? You're going, you...
Hey, Dean. I've never heard anybody lose it quite like that on my show.
You're lying, because I've heard a lot of people say...
Watch it with the lying stuff.
Hey, Dean, that scared me.
It just got me angry. Right now, my wife is up there singing, and you guys are talking.
So are you.
Don't throw the phone at me, Dean, okay? I'm just trying to hear my wife sing. Do you mind?
Not at all, man. Dave, get away from the bandstand.
I'm as far away from the bandstand as I can. The crowd's in the other room right now.
Tell me what's going on.
All right. I wanted to let you know that I am particularly perturbed at one of your guests is Steve Bozell, who is on your program talking about a show, a segment he wanted to do on your show called Steve Bozell Relaxes. Do you remember that?
I remember it, Mr. Gagmount. Yes,
I don't.
All right, but well, whether we do or not.
Okay.
I do not remember.
Okay. Well, on it.
On it, Steve Bozell said it. Steve Bozell Relaxes. Ah.
Yes, right there. And I heard that, and I was developing at the time the Dave Gagmount Spa, which has been nothing but good for Wheeler Resort. And people enjoy it. But when we decided to do external advertising, that is, go out away from the... hold on for a minute. I just want to pick up a pack of cigarettes here. What are you doing? I'm getting a pack of cigarettes, Dean, if you don't mind. Okay, just keep your voice down. Okay, so where was I, Phil?
You're talking about Steve Bozell?
Steve Bozell, yeah. So he's on his show going, it's the Steve Bozell Relaxes show. Ah, and I thought that sounded pretty good.
Right, you were on the program promoting new spas, and you said it's going to be Dave Gagmount spas. Ah.
No, that's not what I said. No, sir.
All right, well, how did you roll it out?
I rolled it out like it said, the Dave Gagmount spa. Ah, oh, like that.
Well, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't, Dave. That's grotesque.
Well, that's how we've been promoting it, because that's what Steve Bozell did.
All right, so are you blaming Steve Bozell for the lack of sales?
I'm saying that Bozell's idea, the Steve Bozell Relaxes, when I used it and I put it on the air, I put it on the advertising, I can't move a spa. I can't. You'd think that each spa is loaded down with leprosy, coronavirus.
All right, well, how are you going to blame Steve for that?
Because the idea of going, sounded good, and he made it sound good.
Well, you know what? I agree with everybody. I don't think you'll be able to sue him.
You know, you people there.
Hey, Dave, we're talking to you about your business idea.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you'll be able to sue him. He didn't say to you, use this idea. He didn't say, hey, Dave, use this idea that I, Steve Bozell, came up with. You're guaranteed to get a lot of sales.
No, he did not. But the fact is, it was out there, and you could say it was influencing the thinking. And I've talked to this man that you recommended, Ms. Gray, your husband, Frank Gray.
Is Frank your... Frank's representing him, yes.
Yeah. And he said that I may have a case. And I will tell you that Mr. Gray has been an outstanding attorney for me. And he says that he calls me it. And
we're very well aware of Frank Gray and what he says to people.
We've got him on the line.
Yeah, Frank Gray.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, young man. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm better than Custer.
We have your latest client here, Dave Gagmount.
Hey, Mr. Gray, it's Dave Gagmount. David, how are you? Well, I'm here with Mr. Henry. I'm trying to paint the fine points there of suing Steve Bozell on account of he came up the idea of, let me jump in here. First of all, Dave, I don't think it's a good idea for you to be talking about this.
That's my thoughts exactly.
And who was that?
This is General Shaw.
Well, General, I love you, but yeah, you're not a lawyer, so let me...
Okay, we're just giving opinions here, Frank.
Well, you give opinions all you want. But when I got... My client here was listening to your show, Mr. Henry, one night when it heard Steve Bozell go, it's the Steve Bozell Relax Show. Is that right, Dave? Yes, sir. Something along those lines. It immediately called me, I think it contacted Margaret.
Yeah, Dave called me.
All right. And it called Margaret, and it told it what it wanted to do, and my wife said, my husband's a lawyer, and that's how we got together.
I got to ask you something, Frank. What kind of a case do you think you have where your client was listening to my show, heard Steve Bozell, it was a bad idea?
It was a bad idea when I was articulated by Steve Bozell. But I'm sorry, sir, what's your name again? My name is Dave Gagmount. That's right. Mr. Gagmount, and your retainer. I know, yeah. Woo! Good for you. You're paying my retainer. So, I don't have to be on here at all. I'm sorry, Mr. Gagmount. I forgot your name. You're calling me it and all this? That's actionable, in my opinion. Give me a break.
Okay, would you guys get to the point, please?
All right. The point is, he's calling me it. And
he's your lawyer, man. You hired him.
You hired me. What are you saying now, Gagmount? You want to try me? You want to step up to the plate and try me? Oh, sir, I don't. I'm very emotional. I understand. I'm trying to explain to Mr. Henry what happened. So, this guy Bozell does its show and says, Steve Bozell experience. And what'd you do, Dave? I heard that, and I thought, I'm going to apply that. The Dave Gagmount Spa. Oh! Right. And you backed it off from that. What did it become?
That's not what it was.
Right. What did it become? I backed it off, and I went, the Dave Gagmount Spa.
Right. That's what you described it as on our show.
Yeah. But Dave, its original thought was to be Dave Gagmount Spa. Right. You do it better, Dave. Go ahead. Dave, it's the Dave Gagmount Spa. Oh, yeah. And instead, it copied Bozell, and Bozell goes, what? And Steve Bozell went, it's Steve Bozell Relaxes. That's the one I copied. And this is why I decided to file suit in L.A. Superior Court on behalf of Mr. Gagmount, to wit, the Steve Bozell Show, utilizing this expressive phrase, unduly influenced Mr. Gagmount to using a substandard phrase, and when it wanted to use a superior phrase. And then Mr. Gagmount, of course, would have to demonstrate that.
All right, Frank, thank you.
Is that it?
We got to talk about it.
What do you mean you got to talk about it? I just rolled the whole thing out for you.
Okay, get Dave Gagmount. Okay, David, so what do you think?
Well, I think what Mr. Gray said is I've got a very good case, because I was gonna say Dave Gagmount Spas. Because...
What is that about, anyway?
What?
It sounds like you're having your fingernails pulled out.
What are you talking about? That's a band. That was the original relaxation expression from the Dave Gagmount Spa.
Okay, and then you heard Bozell.
Yeah, I heard Bozell, and all of a sudden, I don't know. I went, the Dave Gagmount Spa,
And you can't sell a spa.
No. The sales cratered, and I'm standing there, and I'm going, what's the problem? And people are looking at, they're looking not at me, but they were looking down below my waist as if I got a diaper. I said, what are you doing? They said, well, are you diapered? And I said, why? Because it sounds like you're, and they made the noise.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because the sounds you're making there.
Which one?
Both of them. Both of them.
God, Mr. Henry, both of them.
That's right, both of them. Both of them. If you got a spa and you want people to know that you can relax in that spa, And I get it. I think it's a great idea to try to actually sound like a guy relaxing in a spa, but both of those sounds you use, Dave.
The first one was mine, and I wish to God, I only wish to God. Okay, are you guys all done? No, we're not.
We're not, Dean, no.
All right.
Steve Bozell is in Corona, California. We're going to get him on the line right now. And Steve, as fate would have it, is in his bathtub. Steve, how are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Henry. And Mr. Gagbot, how are you?
I'm not too good, Steve, based upon what I heard you do.
I got to tell you, I'm sitting here, I've been laughing and laughing and laughing. What I did originally on your show, Mr. Henry, is I said I want to do the Steve Bozell Relaxes Show. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I listened to that. You had the original way you did it was you went, like you almost had to, I don't know, man. You know, you should have stayed with it, but it sounds like you're trying to get, it sounds like you have serious constipation.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like you're constipated and you're trying to get relief.
Oh, yeah, right.
Exactly what it sounds like, Gagbump.
Well, Mr. Bozell, when I heard you originally,
Okay, you guys, knock it off.
You don't understand what he's saying. What I'm trying to say to you is, I originally was going to go, the Dave Gagbump Spa. Oh, yeah. But then I heard you go, Steve Bozell Relaxes. And that's what I went with.
Well, I didn't go with what I said was, Steve Bozell Relaxes. Like that.
All right. I don't know how many different ways we can go about this. I don't know what you're suing him for, whether or not it'll hold up in court, Mr. Gagmount, that you had your original way of saying it.
You had an original way of saying how you feel when you get into the tub.
Yeah, exactly.
And you changed it when you heard Bozell.
Yes. Well, why'd you change it? Because I thought it sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, you know what you should have done? Stuck with it, man. Stuck with your guns instead of going, oh, that sounds better. I think I'll go. Because the original one, you went, yeah. And the other one from Mr. Bozell was more like, ah, yeah. You know?
What?
Okay. Thanks, bud.
But you know what I'm talking about.
No, I really don't. The original one I wanted to use was...
All right, hold on. I don't want to hear it. We already have heard it a million times.
Oh, okay, Mr. Andrew. Well, pardon me from trying to get my... Hey, is it you, Phil?
Who's this?
It's Dean. Dave walked away. He dropped the phone on the floor, and he's walking. Where are you going, Dave?
What's it to you?
Oh, my God. What happened to him?
He's suing Steve Bozell.
Hey, is this Dean Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
It's Steve Bozell.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember me?
No, I don't.
Well, I was at your resort 3 years ago, and the tub plug came unloose, and I got partially sucked in.
Oh my God, that's right. You and your wife were at our snuggle suite, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're all right now, right?
Yeah, I am, but I mean, it kind of hurt. But
this Mr. Bozell, he and his wife were enjoying one of our love tubs, Mr. Henry, and the suction plug got loose, and Mr. Bozell, and it sucked part of Mr. Bozell in.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, look at Henry. Uh-huh.
Well, it was sort of amusing, but...
There was nothing amusing about it for me.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but you were the one that pulled that plug out in the first place. And I said that you and your wife are entitled to a complimentary weekend here at Wheeler Resort with a suite right on Wheeler Cliffs.
Yeah, but we wake up every morning seeing you doing yoga with your nose right up there.
That's right. Don't wear it out. I told you yoga's on those cliffs, and there's a whole lot of very free expression, the yogic asanas... Or the yoga asanas.
You talking about Yoko who?
You know it full well. This is what this guy does, Mr. Henry. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Bozell. We look forward to having you and your wife.
Well, I don't think I'm coming back when I had part of my scrotum stuck. Never mind.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to talk about this.
Mr. Henry, it's been a pleasure.
Okay, hold on. April, can I have some of this? Here, I'm going to turn on the hot water. That's it.
Oh!
What's wrong with that?
That's not exactly how you did it, but...
Hey, Mr. Henry, is that Steve Bozell? That's me. I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes. Okay, do that again. Okay, there's the hot water. Why doesn't it work when I do it?
That's the part that I...
Obviously, Mr. Gagmount, you've got a great idea for a spa.
That
That's what I was trying to tell him, Phil. I thought you listened to your old lady screech into a microphone. Screech!
What happened there?
It sounds to me like Wheeler.
Yeah, it sounds like Wheeler got a handful of gag mount and wouldn't let go.
Is Bozell there?
Yeah, it's Mr. Bozell. Mr. Bozell, you there? Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, right here. Jesus, God.
Okay, anyway, Steve, have you been served any papers or anything?
No, I haven't been served any papers. You know, I don't even use it. The Steve Bozell segment isn't on your show anymore.
Well, I mean, that's up to you. I told you you could have it.
I know, but I get so busy. And I don't know. The whole idea of Steve Bozell relaxes, it sure got...
That whole part of your brand is sort of just, that's right in the toilet, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. With this guy Gagmount.
All right, well, Dave is... I don't know what's going on up there.
Yeah, well, Dean? Dean, yeah, but what happened? Did you grab... What'd you grab? You grabbed his butt? You grabbed his what? Oh, my God, you... Did you grab gag mount? Were you wearing gloves? Give me the phone, will you? Hey, Dean.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, Dave's here. He's fine.
Well, what did you guys do?
It wasn't Dean, Phil. What happened was I was getting up from my chair to get a book of matches, and part of me got squeezed between the chair and the table. So.
Okay, because it sounded like Dean did something to you.
No, he didn't do anything to me. That'll be the day. Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, kid, just chill out. So what I have here, and I want to thank you for it, Dave, is a completely confusing segment where you go, ah, Steve Bozell went, ah, but it's a two different kinds of ah.
Yeah,
the stupidest goddamn thing I ever heard in my life. And you got a lawyer?
I got Mr. Gray, and he feels it's actionable that this guy Bozell was going, ah, when I went, oh, you know, don't throw the phone at me, man. I apologize, Phil. It's been one of those nights. Emerelda's up on the bandstand, though. She sounds so good.
Does she really?
Not really.
Okay, that's all that I can stomach for tonight.
Well, there you go. I think this is the last we'll hear about the Gagmount Spa, and I forgot all about Steve.
Yeah, Bozell was here a couple of years ago saying he wanted to do the Steve Bozell Relaxes.
I don't mind doing a thing called Steve Bozell Relaxes because I know he works hard, but this whole, you know... Just you now you guys know why.
I understand, yes.
Why I don't want cats coming on here and going, ah.
I don't think they quite do it like that, Phil. They go, ah, not ah.
However they do it.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on Podcast One. This is Bud Dickman speaking, and coming up August 1st, Dr. Ed Elcott gets floatitated to Overlord. Yeah.